forth and help us start into the year 2015 and to give us a meditative thought in the direction in which he will do so. And this morning, we're happy to warmly greet the Right Reverend Bishop C. Anthony Muse, who was also a state senator, might I add, but I'm going to lift him up in the one in which I give the highest recognition, the well-deserved pulpiteer, the Reverend Bishop Anthony Muse. Good morning, Senator. Good morning, Reverend. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
God bless you, my good friend. God bless you, Brother Young. I am doing well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And I just want you to spend some moments with us and give us some reflections as our radio family will, as of less than 12 hours ago, came into the direction of 2015. Share your thoughts with us, please.
Well, let me first say I'm delighted to be with you and your listeners on this first morning of 2015. Happy, blessed New Year. I want to say praise God that here we are on the first day of a brand new year of our Lord 2015. First, I want to pause in my heart and you and yours and name the names of so many friends and family members who did not make it to see this new year.
Yes.
But they are in that land that is not bound by time nor plagued with the hurt, struggles, and pressures of life. I want to give God thanks for all who have gone on before us and all who have helped us to be where we are that we now name in our hearts. I thank God for them. I thank God that I do believe that this life is not the only life. That's good news, man.
Good news.
It's not the only life. I agree. I agree with my Lord who says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You know, Larry, each faith has its holy book and all are filled with good news. I choose the Bible. So for this year, just let me start with this, Philippians 3, verses 13 to 14. Brothers and sisters, I have not apprehended, or I'm not saying I have it all together, Paul says, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching or straining to reach those things which are in front of me, I press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Let me focus my remarks, and this is what I want to say to all of you. The new year is in front of you, so press on. 2015, I'm pressing on. I used to hear Dr. Harold Carter. Nobody could sing it like him. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up. Let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to tell us in this new year, none of us is perfect, but we all can press on. You remember, Paul was a great preacher, great apostle. He struggled as we do just to get through life, yet always thanking God because even in the midst of life's struggles, there are so many blessings. I say this, God is good. Like many of us who think now about 2014, Paul struggled, but he kept trying. Knocked down, but he kept getting up. A sometimes unjust legal system put him on trial time and time again, but Paul kept pressing on. He too was in a world torn asunder by so many issues, struggles between diverse cultures, religions and racial tensions. Struggles like we saw in 2014, Ferguson, New York, California. Some were right, some were wrong. Tensions are high, but I still hear the word of the Lord saying, come, let us reason together and do so out of love, love for justice, love for unity. Each person God made is a person of worth and dignity. Paul writes, I know I'm not perfect, and in my past I have not done everything right. In fact, he once said, I'm the chief of sinners. Well, we can all say that. Paul said, I have some things in 2014 that I need to forget and leave them in 2014, because if I do not, I will grow bitter and ruin my 2015 or my future. All memories of 2014 are not good, but it's time on this first day in 2015 to let them go. Things happen. Injustices occurred. Friends who misunderstood us and mistreated us. Work on some issues, but don't forget, all of us will be treated that way. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11:25, I have been beaten 5 times with 40 lashes each. 3 times I was beaten with rods. I was even stoned. I've been shipwrecked. You know, when everything in life comes crashing down. He said, I've been homeless, hungry, And you know what? We have all had some bitter, disappointing things happen to us. But here's the good news. We made it to 2015.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's all right to forget some things, meaning don't focus on them. We have things about us we do not like. But here's the good news. God still loves us. Romans 8 tells us nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Yes, sir.
To move forward, you and I must let go of some things. Then I want to tell you this. Press on. Something wonderfully new is about to happen for you in 2015. My Bible says I can decree a thing and God will establish it. So my prayer for all of your listeners in 2015 is that God will provide all of your needs according to his riches and glory. I have another year to just reach high. I have another year to live out the words often quoted by Dr. Martin Luther King. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song,
yes,
if I can show somebody that they're traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. My new 2015, my year of triple favor, my year of living and knowing that it won't be in vain. So let's decide to do our part. Let's press on to the new. God is with us. Like my grandmother who pastored a storefront church on Fayette Street 45 years ago would get up on Sunday morning and say, just hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
I tell you, this is a great new year. Never lose your faith. Hold on to your faith. I sometimes hear the Lord saying, behold, I make all things new. Somebody listening to me, I just came to tell you 2015 will be better, brighter, more prosperous. This is your new year. Let go of the negative and embrace God's positive. Whether you bow beneath the Star of David or kiss the black stone of Mecca or submit to Jehovah or, as I choose, bend beneath the cross. For me, I respect all. But for me in 2015, I want Jesus to walk with me. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. This is a time and a day to just give thanks and praise to Almighty God and praise him like you've never seen before. In closing, young people will sometimes say, turn down for what? That is, when people look at them and they say, oh, some of you are living recklessly. Some of you are not living the way you're just going real, real fast. Somebody would tell them, turn it down. Be calm. And they would have this rhetorical question, turn down for what? I know that may not be grammatically correct, but it's right for me. This is all I have, they would say. My life is going nowhere. Turn down for what? Stop it for what? I say not true. But as I praise God for my blessings, all he has given to me, and as I look forward to 2015, I praise God. And no matter what people say, turn down the praise, turn it down, I say turn down for what? When I think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out and gives thanks and will give thanks. I say to your listeners, this year, a blessed year, this year, a year that you press on, press on, press on. The grace of God will be with you. Happy New Year. Smile, laugh, grin, dance, sing. 2015 will be your best year yet. I proclaim it. Amen, amen. And amen. I want to thank you for letting me share, and I want to pray, Lord, bless those who are listening to me. Bless those who somewhat are depressed, they're down, they're out. Lift up their heads. They have another chapter in front of them, another chance to get it right, another chance to say, I'm going to make life work. It doesn't matter what pressures I have. It doesn't matter what others will do. I'm going to press on. This is my brand new year. I want to tell you the best is yet to come. Amen.
Amen. Another chapter.